The Dark Room, Chapter 4, Thursday. The daily email came in the middle of the afternoon. Hello, boys. It's not every day I feel like I need to wash my hands as much as Lady Macbeth. Wednesday's naughty little prank last night has earned her Jill Kill status for the rest of the week. It's going to be a very long couple of days for her. Sorry our little letter is coming to you so late in the day. We had been hoping to keep our normal schedules, but this week is going to be a total loss in terms of our higher education. We're all just drifting through days in post-coital horniness and torturous anticipation. You've ruined us. We just slept in today and skipped our classes. We enjoy imagining that we're having a similar detrimental effect on your lives as well. Tonight, Thursday, we'll appreciate Anthony. Her reporting on his good deeds is sketchy, since she keeps on about his smile and how she loves his black hair. However, we did manage to get a little something on him. He has arranged his school schedule so that 3 days a week he visits a group home near the city center, where he visits his sister who has Down's syndrome. He takes her to the petting zoo or out for a smoothie or a walk through the park where he pushes her on the swing. He's never embarrassed of her, even when she grabs someone else's smoothie. We're pretty sure Thursday will do a great job of letting him know how we feel about guys like Anthony. Tonight, we hope Gabe will allow us to use his delicious rug. You need to come up with a couple of beanbag chairs. Anthony? Thursday loves your voice, and she loves stories. Maybe you can think of a hot one to tell her. We'll join you in the basement in the dark at 9. Love, Monday, for Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Anthony beamed. Those girls are absolutely brilliant. I love smart girls. Dieter tried to look happy for Anthony, but his face said he was hoping Thursday was his day. Hey, Dieter, don't worry. I bet they're saving the best for last, Steve said, putting his arm around his friend's shoulder. I hope so. I have to keep making my workouts longer to burn off the boner. You poor man. Get over it, okay? I'll grab some beanbags at the mall, Anthony said, grabbing the keys to his car. As he walked out the door, the guys just heard him wondering to himself, I wonder if I can get those in cashmere. As it turned out, Anthony could only get final bean bags, and given the trajectory of the week, he felt that it would be pretty tacky to just plop those on Gabe's alpaca rug. Gabe had an idea, though, and they ended up covering the bean bags with the rug. It was the best of both worlds. At 9... the girls came into the darkness, chattering and lighthearted. If there was any friction in their house today, it was forgotten now. This is my favorite part of the day, one of the girls said cheerfully, feeling for the girls' chairs, even if I can't get boned. Anthony stood between the bean bags, barefoot in jeans and a comfortable cotton button-down shirt, with his sleeves rolled up. Anthony, I'm here. The girl's hand bumped into his arm and he held it, searched for her other hand and held that too. I'm Thursday, she started. But I guess you knew that. I'm Anthony, but I guess you knew that. Would you like to have a squishy seat? In a minute. I want you to look at me first. I mean, in the only way you can. Her voice was subdued, a little nervous, but like the other girls, her voice was intelligent and clear. Anthony thought it was amazing how beautiful a woman's voice could sound. Anthony reached up and touched her face. Her head was down a little. She was clearly fighting nerves. He stroked her cheek and ran a hand through long, wavy hair. This is difficult for you, Anthony whispered so the others couldn't hear. Thursday nodded and whispered back, I didn't expect to be so shy, but last night was such a hard act to follow, and I really can't compete with that. I was really into the game until just this moment, and now I have cold feet. Anthony put his finger on Thursday's lips. Hey, let me take some of the pressure off, okay? Last night wouldn't have been my thing. You girls are great, and I've been looking forward to meeting you. But this is supposed to be fun for all of us. You don't have to do anything that's not fun for you. Don't compete. I really enjoy a woman who's enjoying herself, and I want you to enjoy yourself. You're completely free to stop anytime. Oh, wouldn't I leave you? Thursday searched for the word. Horribly frustrated if I did that. Yes, you would. But I can go a long way towards elevating that frustration all by myself with no regret. Don't do anything you'd regret. Thursday hugged Anthony warmly. You know, I think that's all I needed to hear. Thank you. She took a breath. Now, I got all dressed up in this Renaissance fair getup, and I think you need to do your duty and experience it. Anthony let his hands run over Thursday's back. She was wearing a form-fitting top made of a soft velvet. There were small buttons all down her back. Anthony took his time, feeling her shoulders, the wide boat neck of the top. Thursday's small breasts with her nipples pushing out against the fabric in his fingers. She had a flat belly that moved expressively with her breathing. Keep moving down, she murmured. I think you'll like this part. Anthony had gathered that the other girls had worn fairly short and revealing clothing, and was surprised when the thin silk fabric of Thursday's skirt went almost all the way to her ankles. He was also impressed with exactly how far that was. She had legs that went on and on. He had to kneel to find the bottom of the skirt. Her feet were bare. Anthony said, I love the feel of this skirt on your legs. You're soft and smooth. Go ahead then. I like your touch. Feel this skirt on my legs. Anthony ran his hands up the backs of Thursday's legs, the fabric bunching and running between his fingers. He rested his cheek against her stomach, his hands reaching her ass, and he enjoyed feeling the perfect balance between the softness and the firmness of her bottom. Her hand caressed his cheek and mussed his hair. There was one thing about last night, Thursday said, that I thought was unsatisfying. Can you guess what it was? Anthony's fingers went under her shirt, exposing the perfection of Thursday's thighs, and he found it hard to tear his attention away from Thursday's legs. He said the first thing that came to mind. She never explained about the pillowcases in the laundry. What the hell was she talking about? Yes. I was hoping she would get around to that. It made me hot thinking about what it would do to you. Anthony had his fingers trailing across the surface of Thursday's cotton panties. It's kind of hard to be interested in laundering pillowcases. I'm interested in getting into your... Thursday knelt down so she was nose to nose with Anthony and took his face in her hands. Sometimes, when a girl is extremely horny and she doesn't have anyone handy to, well, fuck her, she finds it necessary to hump what's handy, and usually what's handy in a girl's bed is her pillow. Anthony was dumbstruck. You can do that? We all can do that, and we all do. There was an indignant snort from one of the girls. Okay, well, most of us do. One of us keeps a few wiggle toys in the second shoebox from the left on the shelf of her closet behind her teddy bear for occasions when she can't get boned. Laughter erupted out of the darkness from three of the girls. I'm going to move those as soon as I get back to my room, said an embarrassed voice. Pillows, that is totally hot, Anthony stuttered. I would love to see that. I sort of hoped you would, Steve. Thursday's unexpected change in tone surprised everyone and startled Steve. Me? Here? Steve had not expected to be addressed. Be a sweetie and get Anthony's pillow from his bed for me. His pillow? Okay. He bumped into the wall and stumbled up the basement stairs. Anthony, I want you to sit on the floor and lean on one of those beanbags. Spread your legs. I'm going to set up between them. Steve came back breathless. What did I miss? The pre-game show. Toss me that pillow, Thursday said. Thursday took a deep breath, hugging the pillow in her breasts. She smelled Anthony's cologne, a faint smell of shampoo, and a concentrated scent she recognized as uniquely his. Her arousal spread through her warmly. She buried her face in the pillow and breathed again, feeling the drug of the man go to her head. I might be able to come just from the smell, she said fondly. Anthony felt like he was flying, and it took him a while to remember what she was talking about when she said, now would be a great time for your story. He went blank. He had written down the names of half a dozen stories he had written with a range of subject matter, and he had nothing. Normally, Thursday was saying, a girl will fantasize about some person or situation. You know, seducing the professor, or a romantic picnic under a tree, on a hill that leads to a tumble in the grass, licking chocolate off a man's. You get the idea. Anthony spoke out of the darkness. What about you? What do you fantasize about? Thursday was silent for a moment. Lately? Just you. Will you take off my skirt? Anthony felt Thursday arrange his pillow between her legs. She tucked her knees under his so she could be as close as possible to him. I'll start when you start your story. She leaned forward, her hands against his thighs, and she barely touched his lips with her own. Are you going to make me wait? She kissed him. Come on. I needed a car, Anthony started. He was in a panic about the story, and he started with the first thing that came into his head, something he hadn't intended to tell anyone ever. Ooh, first person, Thursday muttered, as she started to rub herself against Anthony's pillow. Vulnerable. I needed a car, so I looked in the paper online, on the bulletin boards at school. There were the usual cheap beaters, and I had to keep moving up in the price range. I test drove a few, did a few drive-bys. I didn't see anything promising until I found an ad for this 84 Volvo. It was a little expensive, but I made a call to set up a drive, borrowed my mom's car, and went by that afternoon. The lady selling the car came out to the driveway before I even turned off the engine. It was because of your voice on the phone, Thursday said. She wiggled left and right for a little while and sighed contentedly. Then she rocked back and forth again. It made her all hot and bothered, didn't it? Tell me what she looked like. Details. She was maybe 30 years old. Shoulder-length brown hair. She was wearing a t-shirt and soft gym shorts like she'd been doing yoga or something. She had a pretty face, not really beautiful, but it was obvious that she spent a lot of time working out. Anthony felt Thursday's every thrust against his pillow. She was breathing into his neck and pushing her hands against his thighs for leverage. A classic setup. Were her nipples hard? Thursday pressed her fingernails into Anthony's thighs. My nipples are hard. Anthony cupped Thursday's breasts and let them rub against his hands as she rocked. She moaned in appreciation. If I tell you that, it's going to ruin the buildup of the story. The buildup is happening no matter what. That feels wonderful. Get me out of this top. Her nipples weren't hard yet, Anthony continued as he struggled to undo the buttons down Thursday's back. Her husband had bought her a new car, and she had to get rid of the old one. Finally, Thursday helped him by holding her torso still for long enough for him to unbutton her top. Her pelvis kept grinding into his pillow even then. Anthony pulled the velvet garment off of Thursday and set his hands back to work on her nipples to her squeal of delight. She apologized that the price was high. She said she had a soft spot in her heart for the car and she didn't want just anyone driving away with it. It didn't look remarkable to me. It was maroon. She suggested taking it for a spin, handed me the keys, and jumped in the passenger seat. I like this story, Thursday muttered, breathing hard. Will it be the blowjob on the freeway? The screw in the back seat in a busy parking lot? Or a slow fuck on the hood with a view of the ocean? The car was solid. The engine sounded great. The suspension was quiet. It felt dependable. I asked her what it was that she liked so much about it. She said it was okay in the city, but it was really a joy on the freeway. So I grabbed an on-ramp and accelerated to 65. I didn't want to get a ticket in someone else's car. This is when I looked over and noticed her nipples poking hard for freedom. She said to take it a little faster. So it's the blowjob on the freeway then. Thursday purred. Wait a minute though. I need a little something. She pulled Anthony's right leg in a little and draped the pillow over his lower leg and straddled it and tried a few experimental rubs, her bottom pushing the top of his foot. She decided to pull off her panties too. Oh, yes. That's much better. Oh, and I can reach you from here too. She unzipped Anthony's fly and pulled out his thumping hard-on. Anthony breathed as Thursday's mouth enveloped him. To be honest, he gasped, there's not actually a blowjob in this story. Thursday sucked out to the tip of his cock and let it pop out of her mouth. I hate this story. Keep going. She went down on him again. She said to drive 68 miles per hour exactly. So I pushed down the... Oh, shit, that feels good. I pushed down the accelerator and the car started to shake. I think at least two of the wheels were unbalanced and they turned the whole car into a vibrator at 68 miles per hour. The next time I looked over at her, she had both hands on the car's ceiling, pushing her ass hard into the seat. Her knees were pressed together hard. She gasped and squealed and writhed all over the place as she came. Then she said to go 70. Thursday sat up straight, Anthony's cock popping out of her mouth again. She skipped 69. How odd for an erotic story. This is a very unusual sex romp. No negotiating financial terms with sexual favors? No suggestive banter? No blowjob? I'm starting to wonder. She pulled the pillow out and pressed her pussy directly on Anthony's thigh. Did this actually happen to you? Anthony's embarrassed silence was enough. Holy fucking shit. No wonder she didn't want to sell it. How many times did she come? It was kind of hard to tell where one stopped and the next one started. She kept climbing around to different seats in the car. She said they each gave her a different flavor of climax. I guess we went around 15 miles. 15 miles? The girls all laughed. And then we came back. The laughter turned to hysterical shrieks. I have a million questions for you, Thursday said mischievously, rubbing her pussy wetly against Anthony's thigh and playing with his hair. Like, did she get you off too? And if she did, how did she do it? And how many times? She never touched me, Anthony said, a touch of regret in his voice. Just being in the car with her as she had all those orgasms made me so horny I came in my pants just before we got off the freeway. She noticed and smiled, but that was it. Lie down on the floor, Thursday ordered. I'm going to ask you the most important question of all. But first, I'm going to get in a position to let you know what I think of your answer. She pulled his pants and his boxers halfway down and straddled his waist. She put the head of his cock at the moist entrance to her pussy and held it there, a fraction of an inch inside her. Did you buy the car? Anthony pushed up into Thursday a little, and she backed off a little. Tell me you bought that car. She pinched the tip of his cock briefly with her pussy. You're trying to manipulate me, Anthony said, pushing into Thursday a little. You're going to fuck me no matter what my answer is, aren't you? Thursday paused for two breaths. Yes, I am. Hell yes, I bought the car. Anthony thrust into Thursday just as she pushed down onto him. He pressed his hands up over her breasts and squeezed as a rhythm formed out of the initial frantic, disorganized pushing. A desperate keening escaped Thursday's throat, widening and deepening with her. Smart boys, make me so hot. She managed as she squeezed him as hard as she could with her pussy and threw her hair over his face as the pace increased. Oh, you're so good inside me. Make me come, Anthony, please. Hearing his name on her tongue with such an incredible desire pushed Anthony right to the edge of orgasm. He grunted and pushed hard over and over into Thursday. He felt a change in her pussy, a sudden sweet, slippery pulse just before she screamed her climax. He came hard with her, pinching her nipples and wishing he knew her name so he could whisper it to her. Let's have a little privacy, Thursday said finally. I need to borrow your car, Thursday spoke before the film closet door was even closed. Hell no, you'll crash it. Okay, then, she said. Can you tell me how many girls you've given rides to? Just one. Thursday's voice turned a faint tinge of jealous. Who was she? Who is she, you mean? Her name is Rachel. She's my sister. You give your sister rides in your car? Anthony burst into laughter. I'd take her to the park on city streets, 35 at the very fastest. Shit, I'm sorry. Of course, Thursday replied. Anthony hugged her. I did kind of deserve that. If you think it will make you feel better, I could give you a spin around the block sometime. I've been wanting to see it do its stuff again. She hugged him back warmly. I would really like that. Please don't forget. Anthony leaned down and whispered in her ear, "I'll remember your ride every time I put my head on my pillow."